Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 28th June 2018 as part of Thursday live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and offering our salutations to Bhagwan for blessing us with another opportunity to learn a bhajan which used to be sung in the early years. We start this session, so today we have a lovely bhajan on Lord Rama. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Janaki Jeevan Rama Raghuvara.
So there are four lines in this bhajan, and like in every episode of this program, I will share with you the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the tala, and then you will listen to a bhava discussion. Brother Amay Deshpande will share his insights on what this bhajan means to him. And then we'll listen to the final version of the bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Janaki Jeevanaram Raghuvara Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara Ravikula Mandana Asura Nikhandana Alaka Niranjana Rama Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, here is how this bhajan should be sung.
We are singing this in G Pancham.
Janaki Jeevan Rama Raghuvara. Janaki Jeevan Rama Raghuvara. Janaki Jeevan Rama Raghuvara. Janaki Jeevan Rama Raghuvara. Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara. Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara. Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara. Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara. Janaki Jeevan Rama Raghuvara. Janaki Jeevan Rama Raghuvara. Ravikula Mandana Asura Nikhandana. Ravikula Mandana Asura Nikhandana. Ravikula Mandana Asura Nikhandana. Ravikula Mandana Asura Nikhandana. Alaka Niranjana Rama. Alaka Niranjana Rama. Sai Alaka Niranjana Rama. Sai Alaka Niranjana Rama. Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara. Jaya Bhuvaneshwara ರಾಘವ ಸುಂದರ ಜಯ ಭುವನೇಶ್ವರ ರಾಘವ ಸುಂದರ ಜಯ ಭುವನೇಶ್ವರ ರಾಘವ ಸುಂದರ ಜಾನಕಿ ಜೀವನ ರಾಮ ರಘುವರ
So that's how the tune flows of this lovely bhajan dedicated to Lord Rama. Brother Srinivasulu and Aniruddha gave us a demonstration of the tune. Now let's go on and spend little time discussing about the technicalities of the bhajan. Very lovely bhajan, which is the raga which has given this bhajan this beautiful shape, and what are the swaras so that we can learn this bhajan with more perfection. So let's talk to Aniruddha. So tell us, Aniruddha, what you think is the technical structure of this bhajan.
Sai Ram Vishu.
Sai Ram.
This beautiful bhajan is based on rag Maya Malav Gaula, which is Bhairav in the Hindustani classical music. This is a very interesting composition where you have the melody composed taking the root Sa is from D. Suppose if you are singing in D or 2 pancham, this is 2. Sa. So from this Sa, if I am singing Maya Malav Gaula notes, it will be Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Da Ni Sa Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Re. So, just to add a little more further details, Sa Re Komal Re Shuddh Ga Ga Ma Pa Da Komal Da Ni Shuddh Ni Sa Re Da Pa Ma Ga Re Sa. So the Sa is in the note D, which is 2. But often when we have this many bhajans composed in Maya Malav Gaula, it starts with Sa and then goes to the Madhyam chord, or I can say the Ma. Sa Ma. So something like the Ma is ringing on your ears when the Sa is going on. That's how this Tanpura is given. That is D Madhyam is something where you have the root note Sa which is going on and the Madhyam string going continuously playing for you. So if you have compositions where you have to take the support of the Ma as a prominent note. So in this, for anybody, the most prominent note would be Janaki Ma. So that is a very important note to sing.
Janaki Jeevan Rama Raghuvara.
So you're coming back to Sa again. So what I'm trying to say is there are many other compositions, bhajans, where we straight away start with Sa and then go to the essence of the raga and then come back. But this has a little different approach because it starts from Sa and then go to the Madhyam. Not only this bhajan.
He Vishwa Janani Shri Sai Janani Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadana Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Sabako Dijo.
So it becomes very important for the harmonium player to give the starting notes or the chord to for the singer to sing in a better way, I mean easier way. Because if you're giving, because any, suppose we write 2 pancham and we give, see, it will be tough for you to start if I give like this.
Janaki.
So that's why I was telling the root, the prominent note of Ma is very important in this bhajan. So for harmonium players to give an intro for this bhajan, they should go through the swaras of this bhajan, because that will really help to give a proper intro so that the singer catches the right note. If though the sa is sa, so generally what we do is when we have two pancham bhajans, that is sa pa, the bhajans having sa and pa, we can give the chord or we can give the notes. Suppose if we give the chord, then it becomes little tough for the singer to catch the bhajan. Ja janaki goes to ma. So if the harmonium accompanies the singer, it helps the singer giving the ma, then it will be easier and a smooth way of starting the bhajan. And also one more bhajan which comes to my mind is Nandi Vahana Nataraja Hari. In the second line we go to the ma. Indu Shekhara. So once we get the start of this bhajan, then we can sing. The starting is what is little bit tricky and important in such bhajans like Hey Vishwajanani, Matanga Vadana and Janaki Jeevanaram. And if you ask me the feel of the bhajan, it is very, very vintage, because first of all the rag Mayamala Gola itself, it gives a kind of you go back in the time lapse, or like you travel back. Because Matanga Vadana is such a vintage bhajan which has been sung for many, many, many years. It's a very old bhajan. And Hey Vishwajanani too is an old bhajan. So in that way, when we have many Ganesha bhajans as old bhajans, which we are singing right now in the mandir.
Yes.
Prathama Vandana Gauri Nandana is an old bhajan. Jai Shri Ganesha Vignanasha Gajanana is also an old bhajan. But what struck me is that when you sing Matanga Vadana with just a tanpura and or a harmonium, it really takes back to that olden days. So the tune and the raga actually helps you to go back to those days. So Mahamavala Gola has such a beautiful power in it, and it has the komal notes like Ri, Dha to give that meditative feel, as well as very soulfulness or a prayerful mood to the bhajan.
Quite a morning raga.
Yes, of course. And the Carnatic musicians start their practice sessions learning the Carnatic music with this raga Mayamala Gola.
Wonderful. So this bhajan is largely based on Mayamala Gola.
Yeah, I can say that, because when we do the swaras, you will know that many of the notes are more belonging to Mayamala Gola. And there are one or two lines where you have the Shuddhi Ri also coming. Re ma pani komal ni is also coming. We'll come to that when we do that line. So it is just one or two line, but it really adds to the beauty, because the melody just flows spontaneous beyond the boundaries of the raga.
Oh yes. So, actually the bhajan is so sweet that you don't want to really even think about the raga.
it's complicated.
So let's go down to the swaras. I think then we'll enjoy the melody.
yes. So let's do the first line. Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvar Sari Mama Mapagamada Pada Pamada Pamagarisa Sari Mama Mapagamada Pada Pamada Pamagarisa Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara Mapada Sada Dada Pada Mama Mada Pagama Mapada Sada Dada Pada Mama Mada Pagama Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara Sari Mama Mapagamada Pada Pamada Pamagarisa Sari Mama Mapagamada Pada Pamada Pamagarisa Ravi Kula Mandana Asurani Khandana The next line is same as the second line.
Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara.
So the same set of swaras follow for those lyrics as well. One more important point to note is that unlike other vintage bhajans which are simple namavalis, yes of course, but you have simple tune, yes, and very easy to sing. This bhajan may be require initial practice of getting to know the dynamics of the bhajan, because it has a beautiful dynamics. From low to high it goes. Janaki, you start from the low and then
Sai alaka niranjana Rama.
So extending one syllable, yes, Rama, to accordingly to the beat. And little bit of gamakas are there, yes, the curves are there in this bhajan. So maybe one or two rounds of practice of getting those curves right.
Correct.
Then we can follow the tune.
Very beautiful. I mean, there is a lot of beauty in the way the bhajan flows.
Yes.
And you can give that beauty only if you do a bit of practice.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's do the beat.
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat. Or Aditalam or Khairva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara.
Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara.
Jaya Bhuvane Ishwara Raghava Sundara.
Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara.
Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara.
Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara.
Beautiful. I think, you know, vintage bhajans, as you mentioned before, many were simple bhajans, but there were many such lovely compositions also.
Yes.
So I think it was always, Sai bhajans were always a flavor, a beautiful mix of all kinds of bhajans with from all kinds of genres of, yes, music. It was always there. And I think that's what makes this whole garden of Sai bhajan so beautiful.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. We now come to the most interesting part of this bhajan classroom, the crux of every bhajan, the bhava component. Brother Amey Deshpande, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group, now over a conversation shares his thoughts on what this bhajan does to him. With prayers to Bhagwan, welcome Brother Amey once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Thank you, Brother Vishu. Sai Ram.
This morning in the Mandir, we had this opportunity to offer to Bhagwan during the morning bhajans this beautiful Rama bhajan, Janaki Jeevana Ram. Again a bhajan which used to be sung in the earlier era. And the mood of the bhajan, the flow of the bhajan is such that it evokes such intense feelings, isn't it? The way it starts in a very mellowed tune and So many thoughts actually come to mind when you sing this bhajan. Is there anything that strikes you as soon as you hear the bhajan? As soon as the bhajan is sort of leading you, does it lead you to anywhere?
So, I must at the outset confess that I personally have a great bias towards Lord Rama.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that the chief contributor to that has been Bhagwan himself. The number of times we have heard Swami extolling, explaining, diving deep into the epic of Ramayana, and the number of characters that are there in Ramayana, it is so vast, and that is why it is said about Ramayana that yavas chasyanti giraiha saritascha mahitale tavat Ramayana katha lokeshu pracharishyasi, which is as long as the mountains and the rivers and the blowing winds exist, for that long there will be a continuation, or this divine story of Rama will be propagated in all people. And none other than Lord Sri Rama himself told us his own story. And so therefore the moment, this Rama bhajan starts, mind goes back into the epic of Ramayana. And so while I was contemplating this so forth, the beautiful character of Bharata, Lord Rama's brother, comes to mind. And now Bharata is actually, in a sense, he's an unsung hero of the Ramayana. We all know about the more famous characters. Of course, Bharata comes very often in many of the bhajans.
Yes.
That we all sing. In fact, if I can just, I'm sure the listeners would have heard about this. One Swami asked, who are the five most important characters of Ramayana, who were very close to Rama? And so everybody came up with names, and then Swami actually used this bhajan to explain. He said, Kausalyat Maja Ramacharan.
That's what came to mind. Yes.
Vaidehi Priya Ramacharan.
Yes.
Bharatar Chita Shri Ramacharan. Hanumat Sevita Ramacharan.
Yeah.
Ahalyodharak Ramacharan. So these are the five characters whom Swami himself said. Kausalya.
Yeah.
Vaidehi.
Yes.
Hanuman.
Yes.
Vaidehi is Sita, Mother Sita.
Mother Sita.
And then Hanuman, and then Bharata. So Bharata is in the top. He's in the top five.
In fact, a few days ago, when this bhajan was sung in the mandir, you know, it's a very beautiful bhajan because it increases progressively.
That's right.
And finally, it is about Swami. I was thinking one way to remember the lyrics of the bhajan is Kaushalyatmaja. First, it starts with mother. Kausal. You know, then it comes to Mother Sita, the immediate family. The next immediate closest to Rama is Mother Sita. Then it comes to his brother. Immediate family after his wife is the brother. Okay. Then it finally comes to Hanuman. The greatest servant. And then finally it goes to the outside world, Ahalya. You know? And then finally we got the entire whole personality is the one who is in Prashanti Nilayam.
Right. Yeah.
Just a thought.
Correct.
To remember the sequence of the bhajan. Yeah.
So Bharata is a very important character, but in a sense, he's lost in the, especially for children, I think everybody will remember a Sugriva or a Vali or a Hanuman, more than even Ravana, Kumbhakarna.
Because all these characters appear in so many khandas of Ramayana, but Bharata appears perhaps only in the first and the last.
The first and probably the second
khanda,
and then Aranyakanda, and then after that,
he's
off the story.
Off the story, yes.
Yeah, but the amount of times we have heard Swami speaking about Bharata, is incredible. And probably only Lord Rama actually knew in his heart how much love he had for Bharata and how much love Bharata had for Rama. So that is the thought that actually came to my mind while I was contemplating on this bhajan. So the story goes that while Rama was being sent to Vanvasa, the reason why we have to give a little build up to understanding the intricacy of this bhajan. So while Rama was being sent to the forest, Bharata was not in Ayodhya. He was in his maternal home. And after Rama leaves and Dasharatha passes away, Bharata, who's already feeling extremely agitated and extremely disturbed, tells his grandfather, his mother's father, that he has to go back to Ayodhya. there is something wrong happening. So, you know, that intuition and that inner connection with the Lord was so strong. And so he rushes back to Ayodhya. And as he enters Ayodhya, he knows that something devastating has happened, because not a single Ayodhyavasi, not a single citizen of Ayodhya is looking at him. Everybody is moving away their heads as his chariot is passing by. And that is something that has never happened, because these four princes were like the apple of everybody's eyes, because people had waited for generations to wait for, waited for these sons to arrive. And so he knew something was wrong. And so it is said that, you know, as he would get down, the first place that he would go to is his mother's, to take her blessings. And he goes over there. But it is said that on that day he goes to the father's chambers, and he's told that his father is not there. And so he knows that his mother, Kaikeyi, is the closest wife to Dasharatha. And so the next chamber that he goes to is his mother's chamber, because he knows that there is a very high probability that father will be there. And that is where he realizes what has happened. And he is so angry and he is so shattered that he says, there's no way on earth that I'm going to take this kingdom upon myself.
Yes.
The rightful heir is Lord Rama and no one else.
Mm.
Right? And then it is said that he takes the entire retinue with all the mothers and all the rishis and Vashishtha, and everybody goes to the forest looking for Rama. And it is said that Lakshmana, who is hunting at that time, he oversees, and he completely misunderstands his own brother.
Because he sees this wind, he sees the earth going up, the wind and everything.
Correct. He sees a lot of chariots moving. So he's thinking that Bharata is actually coming to kill them. And so, there's a beautiful scene where he goes back and tells Rama that, I will stand. And that's the beautiful love between the brothers over there. Mm. It's really very choking. Just to think about that, it kind of chokes. And just at that time, as Rama is telling, how dare you, Lakshmana? Mm. How dare you, misunderstand the love that Bharata has. Mm. Bharata appears right there on the scene. Okay, and Bharata just runs to Lord Rama's feet, and he just lies flat. He's saying, I'm not going to get up till you come back. And that's when Lakshmana understands his folly. Okay, and then Lakshmana goes and apologizes to, Bharata, which is such a beautiful bond shown over there. And then what ensues thereafter is one of the epic debates in the history of mankind.
Yes.
It is often, I'm very sorry to actually bring down the debate, but I want to quote this one particular statement, which was in this movie in which the Joker and Batman are there, in which he says, the irresistible waves against the unmovable mountain. and I think that kind of encapsulates the irresistible waves of devotion against the unshakable mountain of Dharma, which is Rama. And so the unshakable, irresistible waves of Bharata's love.
Prema.
That's the debate.
And Dharma.
Yeah, Prema and Dharma.
Mm.
Okay, and it is so all-encompassing, and it is, it's a very beautiful debate in all of epics. And even someone like Brahmarishi Vashishtha is not able to take a decision. As to who is Rama making the right points or is Bharata making the right points. And then it is said that Janaka Maharaj, who is the father-in-law of Rama and Mother Sita's father, he comes there. And it is in, he says, listening to this great debate, right? Brahmarishi Vashishtha says that in my otherwise calm, placid waters of my mind, calm mind, the emotion of Bharata's love has shaken, and therefore I am not getting clarity. Such was the irresistible, nature of his love. So he says, Janaka, I'm not able to understand what to say over here.
Mm.
And it is Janaka, who is the only person whose name has been taken in Bhagavad Gita.
Mm.
It is said that there is no other example that Lord Krishna gives to Arjuna, whom to follow, except Janaka Maharaj. That is how big Janaka is, So Janaka comes and says that, Bharata, Rama, between the two of you, between Prema and Dharma, Prema always wins. Okay, and so the entire Ayodhya is so, joyous because Bharata has won. And now Rama is going to come back.
Yes.
And then, you know, in the classic way in which Swami would often say, Kani,
yeah.
which is but,
yeah.
you have won the debate.
Mm-hmm.
But Bharata, what is prema? And he explains that prema is about knowing what the other person wants.
Yes.
Right?
Absolute selflessness.
Yes. Absolute surrender and selflessness is what true prema is.
Yes.
So therefore, your duty lies. So prema also has its duty.
Duty.
which is surrender and selflessness.
Yes.
So therefore, you ask Rama, right, what he wants. And in that moment, yes. Bharata, it is said, and Bharata himself says at that time that he completely understands.
Hmm.
He completely, absolute clarity emerges,
hmm.
you know, in his mind. And he says, yes, father, you are right.
Hmm.
That in prema, I have been all the time looking at my own selfishness, which is how dear Rama is to me.
Yes.
You know, how much Ayodhya needs him, how much I need him.
Yes.
Right? I was all the time looking at it from my selfish point of view. Not once did I ask him what he wants.
He wants. Yeah.
You know, such is the clarity that emerges when you have total understanding. And then, you know, Bharata, it is said, he goes and falls at the feet of Rama. And Rama says, Bharata, you have won. Even Rama concedes defeat.
Yes.
And says, you have won.
Yes.
Okay. And I shall be the king of Ayodhya.
Mm-hmm.
Kani. But.
Yes.
So that the father's word also does not go in vain.
Yes.
You take my padukas and you install them on the seat of the king. Okay. On the royal throne. And I promise you that I shall guide this entire Ayodhya through you. You be an instrument of mine. Right. And that is where when the surrender and the selflessness comes, the Lord takes over the work that, you know, is
and in fact, if you see also, Bharata truly won in every way. Because Rama said, you have won, I will become the king of Ayodhya. It is only a matter of few years.
Yes.
And if you see the Rama Rajya, yeah, they say the Rama Rajya was for hundreds of years. In that, 14 years is just a blip.
Correct.
In fact, though we don't know much about, you know, the entire reign of Rama, I don't know, if only we had fantastic documentation of how every day was in the Rama Rajya, you know, then probably we would have been, we would have got so many lessons of governance, so many lessons of how to...
But in a sense, no?
Yes.
Brother Bishu, I would like to kind of just interrupt here, because I think the Rama Rajya started from that day, the day Bharata took over.
Yeah.
right? It was not about after 14 years when Rama came, because I think, and that's the subtle point that Swami is trying to tell us, that whatever you're trying to govern, whatever you're trying to do, make yourself hollow and I will take over. And that is the true Rama Rajya.
Yeah.
Where the Lord
all I was saying
over,
is 14 years is just a small blip. I mean, Rama
from the physical absence of Rama.
Physical absence of Rama. True. Yeah. That's a very important point.
Because it is said that not once did Bharata ever sit on the throne.
Yeah. Did he consider himself also that?
Exactly. And he all the time, he was so focused through the 14 years of, you know, governing the way things had to. And therefore, today also when we miss physically, when we miss Swami.
Yes.
Right. I think Bharata gives a classic case study for us.
Absolutely.
Of how to lead our lives in complete total focus of, you know, of our Lord. Right, and it is said that so much he was in focus and so much he meditated that after 14 years when Rama finally came back, Ayodhya Vasis were not able to distinguish who is Rama and who is Bharata.
Yeah.
Because they were looking alike. That is Sarupyam, Swami says.
Absolutely.
Right, which is a type of liberation. Right, so this bhajan, right, is the culmination of that debate, and that is how the thought came, which Swami divinely inspired at that moment. That so this bhajan, if you actually kind of contemplate a little bit more, it has a bit of melancholy.
Yes.
A sense of contemplation. So it is not a happy meditation, but it is a little sad meditation.
Yes.
It almost a resigned meditation. You know that you do what you want because you know what is best. I am sorry. I was not able to understand that. I may not, you know, in a sense, in the mind, I may not agree with you. But I know you're right, you know. It's a very beautiful kind of a subtle this meaning over there. It's a bit like what we all felt after 2011.
Absolutely.
None of us were happy.
Yes.
But yet we accepted.
Yeah. Right? If that's what you want, fine.
Yes, do it.
Yeah.
You know what is best. I'm not happy with it.
Yeah.
right? But You know, it's just like when a mother gives medicine to the child.
Yes.
It's not a great medicine to have. It's a sour or a bitter medicine, but it's good for the health. So you know what is good for the health. You have given it. I'm not too happy, but I accept it.
Yes.
So a sense of that acceptation and that resignation kind of feeling is there in my understanding in this bhajan. You know?
But at the same time, it is an acceptance in totality.
Yes.
You know, it was not an acceptance all the time complaining or bickering or an acceptance in deep depression.
Anguish.
Yeah, anguish. It is an acceptance in absolute surrender. I think that is the reason why, you know, Bharata, when he went back to Ayodhya, you know, he ruled the kingdom so fantastically.
Correct.
I don't think people really missed that Ramaraja. As you rightly said, Ramaraja started right from that time. Yes. So it is acceptance in complete in totality, that's all
in
I
totality,
would say.
Because the surrender is in total, no?
Surrender is total, yes.
You know, once we surrender, Swami has said, once you make yourself hollow like a flute, then it is the master who is playing through, and the flute per se does not have any attributes of its own. Whoever picks it up and plays.
Yes.
Right? But he surrendered himself completely, and so, in that scenario, you know, when we start,
Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara.
In a sense, you know, okay, Raghuvara, do what you want. I understand. I accept that, you know, you will not be with me because you have to do your mission. You know, why? That's the next line.
Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara.
Because I thought you belong only to Ayodhya, but you belong to the whole Bhuvanesh.
Yes.
You know, Bhuvan, which is the whole world.
Whole world.
You have not come just for Ayodhya's sake, you have come for the whole world's sake. Right? And so go, do your job, you know. Raghava Sundara.
Yes.
Oh, Raghava, I mean, that, you know, that love is also there.
Yes.
In that, oh Raghava, go ahead. Oh, beautiful Raghava, go ahead and do the mission that you have come for.
See, I think here, even though it is sort of sad, but he's telling Sundara.
Exactly.
You are the beautiful one.
Yes,
still,
yes.
There is a bit of happiness there.
Because that is the sense of that, you know, that love is coming through.
Yeah.
Right?
Love. I mean, yeah, you are the most cherished person in my life. You know?
So, yeah, and so yet I let you go.
Yes, I let you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have not let your, you know, feet off at all.
Yeah. I mean, the love is so great that, you know.
Also, the Janaki Jeevana Ram, in a sense, because it is said that, you know, when nothing was working, he tried to go to Mother Sita.
Mother Sita.
Because he was trying all and every means. It is said that he went to Vashishtha.
Yes.
He went to the mothers. So much so that Mother Kaikeyi's heart had transformed by then.
Fully, yeah.
Mother Kaikeyi comes and tells Rama one night, I take back these, you know, the promises.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want this. You know, I have. And Rama says, Mother, these promises are not, you know, not some kind of barter system, some exchange offer, you know. I didn't like this product, so let me go and exchange it, get, you know, cash back offer. This is not some cash back offer. Father has given his life for
life for this, yeah.
Can you get the life back? If you cannot get the life back, then you cannot take the promises back. See, that is dharma. Right? So, so Bharata had tried all and every means. He had gone to Mother Sita also. And Mother Sita, whom he otherwise thought would be on his side, because Mother, you are my mother, at least your child you should listen to. But Mother is also equally strong. And that is why Janaki Jeevan Ram.
Because Mother also, Mother Sita also will do only what Lord Rama wants.
What Lord Rama wants. Both of them have come here to do a mission. Don't jeopardize a mission, man. Bharata almost finished Ramayana there. Imagine if Rama, you know, would have actually, would have completely embraced Bharata and come back to, there would be no Ramayana.
No Ramayana.
Right?
No.
So actually, Bharata is coming at the most critical juncture in Ramayana.
Yeah. Where, I mean, in a way, it is a victory of prema and dharma.
Yes.
I mean, both are actually, you know.
Yes, yes. And that's why it's such an epic.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara.
Then next one, the next line is, you have come into our family, you know, to take our entire family, I mean, to uplift, to redeem our entire family.
Ravi Kula Mandana Hasurani Khandana.
Right? So in this again, he's saying that, you are the uplifter or
of Raghu clan.
Yeah, you are the crest jewel.
Yes.
Mandana, you are the crest jewel of the Raghu clan.
Mm.
And what have you come to do? Asurani Khandana. Whole Dandakaranya was eventually kind of cleaned up.
Mm.
A huge cleanup process took place.
Yes.
He cleaned up entire Dandakaranya right up to Lanka.
Lanka.
He had vanquished all the all the demons.
Mm. If you just see these both the lines, Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundar, you know, and Ravikula Mandana Asura Nikandana. I mean, the third line is an elaboration of the second line.
Kind of, yes.
It is a kind, isn't it? So there you're, first you're declaring that I know you are the lord of the world.
World. And then you're the lord of Raghukula.
And the same lord of the world who has now come in the Raghu clan.
Yes.
And what is our mission?
To vanquish.
To vanquish the wicked.
Yeah, yes. Wicked, yes. Mm. And then, Alakh Niranjana Rama. Now this Alakh Niranjan is such a beautiful term because it is said that, so this word Alakh Niranjan has actually come from the Nath Sampradaya and it actually refers to the creator in his original form. So Alakha means Alakshana.
A Lakshana. One without any attributes.
Attributes, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Which is the Nirguna Parabrahma.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
And Niranjana means blemishless. Faultless.
Yeah.
Right? Jisme koi dosh nahi, koi anjan nahi hai.
Yes.
Niranjan.
Yes.
So, he's actually describing the
ultimate.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, he's actually kind of talking about the Shuddha Brahma Parat Parara, means in that, you know, in that, I forget those lines. But the first line of that starts with Shuddha Brahma Parat Parara. That Shuddha Brahma Parat Parara is this Alakh Niranjana Rama. So, Alakh Niranjana Rama, Sai Alakh Niranjana. That's the connection between April 24, 2011
and
what happened there, you know, in a sense.
Yes. Swami, of that ultimate, you are that ultimate.
You are that ultimate. Let me realize that.
Yes,
you know, and so therefore let me not say that you just belong to me.
Uh-huh.
Because you belong to everybody and everything and yet nothing.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
And then, Jaya Bhuvaneshwar Raghava Sundar. Oh my dear Raghava.
Mm.
Oh my beautiful Raghava. Mm. You are the Lord of the world.
Yes.
Go ahead and do the mission that, you know, you have. So in a sense, it's a kind of a resignation. It's a praise.
Yes.
It's a worship.
Mm.
You know, of so many emotions packed into this bhajan.
Absolutely. I mean, wonderful. Rama, life is all about prema. And I think in very beautiful way this bhajan encapsulates that.
And of course dharma as well.
Dharma, yes.
Yes.
I mean the highest expression of prema is again dharma.
Correct. Yes.
Love in action is dharma, as Swami so beautifully
used to say. And of course Bharata's name comes as Bharata Graja, Bharata Archita, Shri Rama.
Yes.
Right. So it comes in many bhajans. So I feel this is another tribute to this most beautiful devotee of the Lord, who is his brother. And there are so many, it is said that for the next 14 years, brother Bharata lived in a place called Nandigram. And it is said, I have not been there, but I really want to go there, that even now, when you go to Nandigram, your mind pacifies almost unconsciously, almost automatically, almost instantaneously your mind calms down. Because even to this day, 7,000 years later, the power of Bharata's penance for 14 years continues to invigorate that place. Sorry, invigorate that place.
In fact, I think the earlier analogy that you brought in about, you know, how April 24th was that moment for us, you know, I think now we are in sort of that Nandigram. And Bharata is telling us how focused should be our mind on Bhagwan.
Correct.
I think, as Swami said, you know, I always feel that it is one thing to get a vision of the Lord. It is perhaps remarkable to get a vision of the Lord, but it is even more commendable if people can envision the Lord through you. And I think that is what happened with Bharata.
Yes.
You know? People envisioned Rama when they saw Bharata. people felt that love of Rama when they saw Bharata.
Correct.
So much so that when Rama actually came, they could not distinguish. I think that is what Swami wanted all of us also to
I think you make a very beautiful point. You know, Swami would often say, my life is my message, and now your life must be my message. I think Bharata was a classic example of your life being Rama's message, right? Bharata's life became perfectly Rama's message.
Absolutely.
So much so that there was no difference between Bharata and Rama. And that's what, so he's a fantastic example for a sadhaka, a spiritual pilgrim.
Yes.
And so we dedicate this bhajan to him.
I think when we sing this, I think if these thoughts really, you know, fill our mind, I think, you know, doesn't matter if you are doing the gamakas properly, does not matter if, you know, slightly we are deviated from the tune in terms of its technicalities, but I think people will connect. We will connect. Swami, we will connect and Swami will connect to our heart.
Right.
Let us use this. Perhaps, you know, when someone listens to this bhajan and if you're reading the Ramayana, maybe so many other episodes of Ramayana might just, you know, fall into this framework. Because I think every episode of Ramayana is so powerful.
Oh.
This is just one of the ways of, you know, looking at this bhajan. If you just read the Sundara Kanda, probably read the story of Hanuman, probably you will find another beautiful way to relate to this bhajan through the love of Hanuman.
Yes.
We never know.
Right now, even as you're speaking, as you're telling the Sundara Kanda, I'm thinking, can we even think of what Mother Sita sitting in Ashokavana would have thought
Janaki Jeevanara.
You are that. Yeah, when are you coming, Lord? I'm waiting for you.
Exactly.
You know, Jaya Bhuvane, you supposed to be the entire one. Raghav Sundara.
And still that love is there.
And
Sundara.
Yeah. You know, and then...
You are the Raghukula Mandana.
Raghukula Mandana Asurani. I'm sitting between
Asuras. Please.
Yeah, please come and take me away. You
know? Take the Asuras, the Asuras.
So I think, any episode.
You can get any episodes can just, you know, fit into this framework. All that Swami, so you just do that Swadhyaya and, you know, just be lost in the glory of Rama, in the story of Rama, and I think this bhajan will fill us with prema.
And I think that is why, just to end it, that is why we must read the epics.
Absolutely.
We must read our saints and sages, their lives, because their lives are so fantastic, so insightful.
Yes.
And they help us so much on our spiritual path.
Yes.
Right? They have already lived that entire life.
Exactly.
Why not just take nuggets of that and put it into our own lives and experience that joy?
Yes.
Rather than going through our own...
We need to have those Meera moments, Bharata moments, Hanuman moments in our life.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Beautifully said.
And bhajans will help us towards that. And
very true.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, brother. Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Amey Deshpande, currently working for Sri Satya Sai Center for Human Values in Prashanthi Nilayam. And with that, we move on to the last segment of this program. You will now listen to the Mandir version of this bhajan.
Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara. Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara. Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghava Sundara. Raghav Sundara. Jaya Bhuvaneshwara Raghav Sundara. Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara. Janaki Jeevan Ram Raghuvara. Ravi Kula Mandana Asurani Khandana. Khandana Kula Mandana Asurani Khandana.
So with that, we come to the end of this episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, any suggestions, dear brothers and sisters, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude, love and surrender, we offer this episode at His Lotus Feet.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 28th June 2018 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.